This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
We have survived the epoxyclips. That's a very good thing. Or at least I was dug in. I don't know what everybody else was doing, but I was dug in. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Earlier this year, I talked about how we are basically in a de facto sort of state of civil war. And you can notice this. You notice what they're doing now on the hard left. They're mobilizing. They're using their imagination, sort of like terrorists do. They're escalating everything they get a chance to. And while it hasn't turned as deadly as I thought it was going to 6 months ago, it is turning deadly. And these rabble-rousers are showing no sign whatsoever of throttling this back. If you haven't figured this part of it out yet, the hard left, their utopian vision, has no room in it for gun rights or personal rights. The purported Antifa manual tells members to eliminate all forms of hate speech. Every idea critical of our movement or our way of thinking must be condemned as racist, homophobic, misogynist, etc. And it concludes that we are Antifa, either you are with us or you are a fascist. And there you get it. But according to the old children's adage, you know, words will never hurt you. But sticks and concrete-filled soda cans and other violence certainly has a bit of a deadly potential, doesn't it? Now, this past June, we saw somebody mobilize and take after some Republican congressmen on the ball field. Then, the rhetoric just keeps ramping up. Recently, a Missouri state representative cheered for the assassination of our president. The Huffington Post contributor wishes the violent resistance, like the attempted assassination of Republicans, was more organized. Apple CEO Tim Cook defends Antifa's fascist violence as standing up for their human rights. And the fake stream, media is currently broadcasting the fact that they are ready, willing, and able to throw civil rights under the bus. Coming from the Nation, we get this headline, "Not rights, but justice. It's time to make Nazis afraid again." They proclaim the intolerable events in Charlottesville bring new urgency to an old debate. Should we allow neo-Nazis a public platform? Every aspect of the Unite the Right rally, not only its bloody de-escalation or devolvement, whatever you want to call it, stands as grounds for a resounding no. With torches and swastikas and metal poles crashing into black men's skull and a Dodge Charger plowing into defenseless bodies, the far right has made undeniable what was already clear. They are enemies, not political opponents. And this makes it all the more crucial to delineate what we do or do not mean when we demand an end to according space for speech and assembly to far-right racists. Amazon Hefe and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos' private blog jumped into the fray, too. He published some hack professor's rant entitled, "Charlottesville showed that liberalism can't defeat white supremacy. Only direct action can." And he closed with this. Segregationists have again assumed their pedestals at the Justice Department, the White House, and many other American temples. Paper alone won't drive them out. Start throwing rocks. So you're going to start throwing rocks at people because they share unpopular, even vile beliefs. That does not sound like tolerance or diversity that you always said makes us stronger, they're leftists. So what's next? There's a number of upcoming rallies organized by centrist or conservative groups in the coming weeks, and the potential for violence grows every time they get together. Every time one of these, especially where the police follow orders to stand down. One negligent discharge, one Antifa martyr shot by a gun, and the push for censorship will gain power and momentum. As will their endless desire for civilian control of all sorts, including gun control. As we head down this road, you and me, me and you, we have to be ready for trouble. And I don't just mean the possibility of being caught up in an anti-Nazi protest. You've got the fake stream of the left-leaning polls cheering as people pull statues to the ground, with Google starving YouTube channels, YouTube gun channels of cash, and still more calling for direct action and political assassinations. It's very clear that we're in the midst of a full-blown culture war. So whether you are ready or not currently, it doesn't matter, because they are moving. They are moving on us. And if we don't use the forces of, you know, if we don't use the forces of good, if we don't use our rights, because we're facing true fascism, if we don't do it right now, we'll have to do it later. When we do it later, it's going to be a lot more dangerous and a lot more deadly. And it's not that hard. For the moment, I'm convinced that Charlottesville was a left-on-left action. I'm convinced of it. There's a lot of people that feel the same way. A lot of people. So, knowing that, first of all, the fake stream is out there just trumpeting that this was Nazis and white supremacists and all this other stuff. And they may have been dupes there. But there's not enough of those guys right now to fill up a bus station. There's certainly not enough of them to change public policy. So let's move that aside just for a second, if we can. If the left has gone to that point. And I'm pretty sure that the car crashing into the other two cars and killing that woman, I'm sure that wasn't part of their calculus, but no matter. It's no big deal. For them, that's not a big deal. That's worth it. It's worth it if one of them goes. But we need to be in a mindset of understanding this is not going to stop. This is not a trend. It's going to go away. It's not like some story. It's not like it is in the gun industry where something comes up and then it runs its cycle for 3 weeks or so, as long as somebody's willing to publish something about it, then it goes away. They're in it for the long game. The left has always been in it for the long game. That's the part you got to understand. It doesn't matter what happens now. If they get what they want now, great. But they won't be done with that at that point. So we're in it, and we better be in it to win it, because if we don't, we're going to have to get in it a little deeper, a little harder, and it's going to be a lot more painful later on down the road. Trust me on that one. But hey, we're in a culture war. Welcome to my world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, a design for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Common sense gun reform. Now, I hear that a lot. That's a new thing. It used to be gun control. It's also sometimes called common sense gun safety. What people who pitch it like to tell you is that there's a middle ground between some sort of draconian restriction on the Second Amendment that some people advocate for, and the more libertarian position of not regulating gun purchases or possession at all. Conceptually, okay, conceptually, a gun regulation that does not hinder a law-abiding citizen's ability to own, carry in a concealed carry holster, and so on, but keep gun crimes from happening, that sounds like an acceptable compromise, at least to some people. The problem is what happens on the ground when you actually put one of these things in place. They actually never meet that standard. Most of the common sense gun control measures that have ever been tried or suggested to date are really anything but. Let's start with the very much desired universal background check. That's desired so much because that means there would have to be a gun registry to go with it, a federal registry if they did it federally. There are a lot of universal background states right now. They're listening in one in Washington State. On paper, they sort of make sense in a way. They're regulating every gun sale. But saying that, though, there's a big problem with the idea. Those laws only affect people who buy their guns legally. How many violent criminals buy their guns legally? Not that many. A 2015 study that appeared in the Northwestern University Law School's Journal of Criminology and Law found that based on data from the ATF, the Chicago PD, and the author's interviews with inmates at the Cook County Jail, around 11% of the overall gun crime is committed using a firearm legally purchased by the user from a dealer. For gang members, that falls to 2%. Other studies and surveys have likewise held the same conclusion, though the numbers may differ here and there. So, criminals usually don't get their guns legally. Hence, they're not in... This doesn't inhibit them. They tend to get them from friends and family and through a straw purchase or through the black market. So, only a small number of gun crimes can be thwarted by a universal background check. Another suggested common sense reform is reinstituting the assault weapon ban. First of all, let's take the term assault weapon and throw it to the left, shall we? That is not actually, that there is no series of weapons out there described in the gun industry as an assault weapon. In fact, assault weapon becomes quite subjective. In a lot of cases, assault weapon means that if I take the strap of my backpack and cut it off and strangle you with it, the assault weapon was the strap on my backpack. Of course, there are no assault straps on backpacks. Get my drift. So, according to a 2015 crime report from the FBI, 252 homicides of the 9,616 homicides reported to the FBI in 2015 were committed with rifles. That's 2.6%. That's all rifles. He doesn't break that down by classification of assault and okay, good rifles. It doesn't have that. So, handguns are far and away more common. Almost two-thirds, 6,447 of 9,616 were committed with handguns. And FBI crime stats, they sort of need to be taken with some salt because there were 2,648 murders committed with a firearm of unknown or unreported type. Second, data is submitted to the FBI voluntarily, and many police departments don't submit anything. Just go check in New Jersey. But saying all of that, you know, we can infer that while some highly publicized and obviously terrible crimes were committed with semi-automatic weapons, very few in the grand scheme of things actually occurred. Barely a blip. And, you know, additionally, there's also the fact that criminals who want them have found ways to get them. And the Justice Department, for instance, we know what they know. So, then there's screening for mental illness. Obviously, keeping guns out of the hands of a dangerously mentally ill person is a good thing. But there's a big hurdle in the way, and that's HIPAA. So, a person adjudicated to be violently ill and mentally ill in a court of law already can't buy guns. But what about people who are violently mentally ill but not haven't necessarily entered the court system yet. You can't do very much there. Patient records, according to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, can't be disclosed to law enforcement without a court order or a warrant. There is your sticky wicket. Then we have more restrictive concealed carry. While correlation and causality aren't the same thing, the fact is that the more free carry laws have coincided with a reduced crime rate, period. I don't care what they say. I don't care who they're coming from. I don't care what study Bloomberg paid for. The bloodbath that is very often predicted by the gun control nuts hasn't happened, and it isn't going to happen. Licensed carriers are generally very law-abiding, so once again, it would be targeting only the law-abiding citizens. So common sense is using laws to curtail illegal activities, not legal ones. For some reason, though, American gun owners, you and I are the targets. You and I are the targets. So if you want to know what a common sense gun law is, a common sense gun law is one that would stop violence, stop crime, and not touch you in any way, shape, or form. That is a common sense gun law. If you want to point one out to me that actually works that way, I'm all eyes. I will read. I will listen to what you have to say. But the fact of the matter is there are none. There are none. Now, in Vermont, has never had a single caveat on their state law since 1791. Not a very big state. 625,000, I think, is the total population. And yet that 625,000 potential killers, according to the gun safety advocates. So why isn't Vermont just awash in blood anyway? 625,000 is enough to kill a whole bunch of people, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, that's like the Marine Corps being up there. Maybe a few more than the Marine Corps. I don't know. So why isn't that happening? Oh, yeah, the whole law-abiding citizen thing. I'm sorry, I forgot. I know you guys aren't gun control advocates, which is what they really are. They're not gun safety people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, times, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Lock and Load. Did anybody see the eclipse last night? I saw the eclipse yesterday. I mean, yesterday, I guess it was. Yeah, the totality happened here at 2:38. I made a forecast that there would either be a bunch of drunks or a bunch of people with their eyes burned out, or a bunch of drunk people with their eyes burned out. But I haven't seen that yet. And those of you who flooded into my state and made my life hell, along with everybody in my city, bye. It was crazy here. Right now we have a bunch of people trying to debate what the founders thought. But they don't call them the founders. These are slave owners. Racists. Second Amendment gets debated all the time. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's not ending the discussion there for anybody. The Founding Fathers had much more to say outside of the amendment, especially Thomas Jefferson. Here's some of their best lines, in case you wanted to hear a couple. George Washington, a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. Thomas Jefferson, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Benjamin Franklin, that they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Thomas Jefferson, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. George Mason, to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Thomas Jefferson, the laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crime. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed one. William Pitt the Younger. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Samuel Adams. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Thomas Jefferson. I enclose you a list of the killed, wounded, and captives of the enemy from the commencement of hostilities at Lexington in April 1775 until November 1777, since which there has been no event of any consequence. I think that upon the whole it has been about one-half the number lost by them, in some instances more, but in others less. The difference is ascribed to our superiority in taking aim when we fire, every soldier in our army having been intimate with his gun from his infancy. Alexander Hamilton. For it is a truth, which the experience of ages has attested, that the people who are always most in danger when the means of injuring their rights are in the possession of those of whom they entertain the least suspicion. So, gun control for them was not that big of a deal. They didn't want to see it. There's a guy named Christian Yingling. He is the leader of a Pennsylvania-based militia group that was at the Unite the Right event in Charlottesville. And he's condemning the white nationalists who put on the rally. They were on hand that day to serve as neutral peacekeepers, and they sought to prevent clashes between white supremacists and counter-protesters, but Yingling said they were outnumbered. They withdrew shortly before a driver rammed a car into a group of counter-protesters, killing one woman, injuring more than a dozen others. He told the Daily Progress of the clashes at the event, "It was a resounding success until we were just so drastically outnumbered that we couldn't stop the craziness. It was nothing short of horrifying." The Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia arrived on Saturday around 7:30 in the morning. 5 hours later, they were asked to leave. Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, said authorities were worried Yingling and his men would be mistaken for National Guard members by the public. They seemed like they weren't there to cause trouble, but it was a concern to have rifles of that kind in that environment. Yingling was carrying a SIG AR-556 rifle. While the weapons were loaded, while the magazines didn't have ammunition in them, everybody was ordered not to have a round chambered, but their sidearms were chambered and ready to go. He said the idea that his group sympathized with white nationalists was absurd. He said, "I want to publicly state, Jason Kessler, you are a piece of, and I can't say it, for what you did to that city yesterday. This rally had nothing to do with uniting the right wing. They weren't there to support Southern heritage or protest a statue. They were there to fight." But his criticism wasn't reserved for just rally organizers. He also took shots at the anti-fascists and even the police, saying they were poorly prepared and not assertive enough. Moran disputed that claim. To say we were unprepared or inexperienced is absolutely wrong. We unequivocally acted at the right time and with the appropriate response. Yingling said that the fact that not a single shot was fired by his men was a testament to the discipline of the 32 brave souls in this particular operation. Not one of my people said a word. They were given specific orders to remain quiet during the entire time we were there. Our mission was to help people exercise their First Amendment right without being physically assaulted. Says they weren't there to take sides. That's a very important point. He said that the fact has been misconstrued in the media at previous events. While I could completely understand Southern people's need to show up and defend their heritage, I could also understand Black Lives Matter to defend theirs. The Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia is one of 276 militias and 998 acting extreme anti-government groups, according to a 2015 report from Morris Dees at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They note, however, that inclusion in that list does not imply that the groups themselves advocate or engage in violence or any other criminal activities or are racist. What it probably means is that they have guns and, you know, they believe in their rights and all that other stuff. With Morris, it doesn't, you know, it's a pretty low bar. Pretty low bar for Morris. So, having said all of that, as I'm sitting here listening to all of this stuff, it's an interesting point that he says the white supremacists were the ones that were the most violent, that were there to fight, because that just sort of goes along with what I'm thinking. But they definitely weren't there to stop Robert E. Lee's statue from being taken down. And as you found, I mean, you probably saw that Duke University took down Robert E. Lee's statue in the dead of night. They didn't have any announcement or anything else about it. They just decided to take it down. It had already been defaced. Literally. Had the face knocked clean off of it. So they took it down. They're doing things like that in a lot of cases to try to keep the peace. That doesn't make it right. You can't erase history, though. Everybody's going to find that out pretty soon. Pretty soon, everybody's going to find that out. Trying to erase history. Never, ever. Never, ever works. When we get back, I've kind of been resisting this thought because I really wanted to think we had a good one, but apparently we don't. So when we get back, we'll be naming a couple of names. Nothing earth-shattering. Just the way it goes, because this is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
This is Lock and Load. I sort of suspected as much during the run-up to the election, but it's coming out now that Speaker of the House Paul Ryan advised Republicans to run away from Donald Trump before the election in order to save themselves and hold a future President Hillary Clinton accountable. That coming from Republican Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas. He said to the speaker at the time, this was on a conference call, I think, "Are you crazy? We haven't held anyone accountable. You haven't even let us hold the IRS commissioner accountable for using government power to harm Obama's political adversaries." He sort of, he claims to be this sort of, out there because he is very appreciative of the prayers sustaining him. He struggles to find joy as he watches a government leader run from doing what is best for the nation at this critical time. He said, "We don't want to go down in history as a generation that was fine with making the future for our kids much worse than we had it." He did add there's hope for the future after the Republican disunity on display when Congress sought to repeal Obamacare, but we have to make our case. We can't let whoever gives millions of dollars dictate what we're going to do and not do like has been going on. When he was asked about Hodgkinson, the Sanders supporter who shot up Republicans practicing for a baseball game, he was surprised by the Republican reaction, but not the Democrats' response. He said the Democrats refused to acknowledge the hate that they've stirred up, the violence that they've demanded, but they wanted to focus on the gun. In fact, Gohmert sort of believes that both sides have stirred up hate at them. Republicans seem inclined to beef up their own protection as public officials, but Gohmert saw that it was guns used by those trained to use them that saved lives, and he thinks the Republican leadership needs to step up and allow national reciprocity for concealed carry so people can protect us, themselves, stop forcing us to be sitting ducks. He also brought up the Mueller investigation about the Russian collusion, which you notice nobody's really talking about now, and endorses the call by some of his House Freedom Caucus colleagues for another special counsel to investigate Mueller and former FBI Director Comey. I've got a question about that myself. Why wouldn't you just fire Mueller? If you don't think Mueller has a mandate, if you don't think he has a clear-cut, defined target to investigate, if his power is too broad, and if he's just out there on a witch hunt, why don't you just fire him? Why do we need to hire another special counsel to investigate the special counsel? Politicians, I swear to God. Now, one thing we need to come to grips with is that words are not violence. If you think anything besides that, then you are hitting out at the Constitution. That old childish playground ditty, Sticks and Stones, is partly true. Mere words cannot break an arm or bust a nose. They can be hurtful emotionally and psychologically, but they cannot be acts of violence because they lack physicality. Some academics and journalists need to be slapped around a little bit and be shown a little physicality to remind them of this. In the pages of the New York Times, Amanda Hess claims that America is struggling to sort out where violence begins and ends. And she dignifies her little theory that violence is embedded in everything from our social structures to our speech. That speech itself can be a form of violence, one every bit as meaningful as the physical kind, which is just taking and nationalizing the already prevalent attitude on college campuses, thanks to its propagation within the feminist studies programs influenced by people like Judith Butler, social psychologist, whatever that is, Jonathan Haidt, remarking on the recent Berkeley student newspaper article defending rioters who burnt their campus to stop Milo Yiannopoulos from speaking, observes that students use the word violence to denote words that have a negative effect on members of the sacred victim groups. And so even follows that silence can be violence. Then there's Lisa Feldman Barrett. She tries to clothe the emperor's nakedness with a veil of respectability in her own Times op-ed. When is speech violence? And it's almost a comedy. She argues, without a whiff of irony, that because offensive words can cause stress and prolonged stress can cause physical harm, then it seems that speech, at least certain types of speech, can be a form of violence. By that logic, of course, being evicted is a form of violence since eviction causes prolonged stress. Now, despite their ivory tower proponents, the speech violence theory should be rejected as both ignorant and dangerous. It's ignorant because it does violence to language, metaphorically speaking. By definition, violence is physical force, and Merriam-Webster defines the term as an exertion of physical force so as to injure or abuse. The Oxford Dictionary calls it the deliberate exercise of physical force against a person, property, etc., physically violent behavior or treatment. Secondary definitions, the OED, observes that violence can be applied descriptively to powerful natural forces or analogically to intense expressions of emotion or behavior. Huh. We might call words violent when their semantic content is particularly gory or grotesque, but they cannot themselves be an act of violence, even if everyone knows that words can inspire violence. And you've got to draw a very fine line between incitement and expression. A speech violence theory is dangerous because they undermine a free speech norm, which that's central to a political life of civic republicanism and a virtuous self-government. So, if utterances of speech are truly violent, then government can ban them as criminal conduct, just as we prohibit other forms of private violence. But that elastic definition neuters violence at that point of any real meaning. Now take misgendering as an example. Transgender TV star Laverne Cox has said that misgendering a transgendered person is an act of violence. Another transgender activist, Riley Dennis, argues that common dictionary definitions of violence are outdated and that violence includes all types of societal power imbalances that might cause psychological harm. So, by making a transgender person feel bad. So, if misgendering is an act of violence, the New York City speech code imposing staggering fines for incorrect pronoun usage is then legitimate. And I don't even know how you know what's going on in New York, because I think they have 31 gender types. How can you have an uneven amount of gender types? Under the Orwellian theory of speech violence, refusing to endorse a controversial anthropological claim about the nature of human sexuality, that means violence no different from punching an ideological opponent in the face. In France, they have decided to criminalize expression that exerts psychological and moral pressure on women considering abortion. And there, that neuters violence of any coherent meaning. Anything from resulting from what social justice advocates label a power imbalance. And according to their dogma, that's just about everything. That would then be considered violence. We must resist this at all costs. Violence is not something you hear. You may hear a violent act on a tape or on a recording or something, but violence is something you do or you take. You're either taking violence or you're committing violence. And real violence has no speech involved in it. None whatsoever. So, we better get a grip on the language, because words do have meaning, and they're twisting it. They're twisting the meaning now. So, coming up next, we're going to have Chris Bird. He is the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.